Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Remember evangelism. And I thought it would be helpful today to help the believers see in Scripture what we should have to be worthy witnesses. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 is our launching scripture, and it's helpful for us to see how we can be what God wants us to be as relates to sharing the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ, our Savior, with the world. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. I do believe that as much as some people love the Lord Jesus Christ, have been in church for a mighty long time, witnessing seems to scare many of the saints. The thought of going up to someone, asking them, are they saved? Do they know the Savior? Or giving them an invitation to life is not a thought that many of us relish. May I suggest to you that when you became saved and a part of the family of God, it became your responsibility to introduce that same Savior to others, to be the mouthpiece to say to others, to show to others, the Savior of the world, the one who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so I think it's important to understand that for you to be all that you ought to be as a believer, that you got to learn to incorporate and to include almost daily, as the Spirit gives you unction, the ability to witness on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's wonderful and good to shout in here on Sundays, but you got to take it to the streets. You got to take it outside of these four walls. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who will never follow you here, so you're going to have to take the church there. There are many folk who don't know Jesus, but they know you. And it is your responsibility to introduce the Jesus in you to them. And so what's important is to know and understand it from a biblical perspective. I'm not talking about feelings and emotions and all the rest of that. I'm talking about knowing Jesus from Scripture and being able to present him to the world by the Scripture. Now, first of all, Acts 1 and 8 gives us to understand several things. But before we deal with Acts chapter 1, verse 8, let's move to verse 7. Because Jesus is dealing with those to whom he speaks concerning God's will and knowing God, having all things in his own time, including all of the knowledge of when the Son will return, when he will end this earth, etc., etc. And he used the word power in his own power at the end of that verse, verse 7. But that word power comes from the Greek word exousia, which means authority or jurisdiction. And in verse 8, Jesus uses the word power again, but it is a different root meaning in the word power in verse 8, which comes from the word dunamis, which is the same primitive immunological word that we get dynamite from. Now, the etymology of that word means the ability to affect things. And so when Jesus says, but ye shall receive power, dunamis, or the power that causes things to explode, erupt, or be changed by very definition of its presence and activity. In other words, the believer should have a witness that's explosive, powerful, life-changing. I guarantee you, you light a power, a stick of dynamite, you don't even have to hold it, just sit right by it, and it'll change your life. See, what you've got to understand is that this word power carries several connotations connected with it. And with this word and with the witness There are three things that this power helps you to do. One, it creates excitement. Just like dynamite creates excitement. Wherever you light it at, it creates excitement. It can be one person, it can be a million people. It's going to create excitement. Your witness ought to create excitement. In other words, there ought to be something about what you're saying that is so different from what people have heard and is hearing that it changes the inner part of them that makes them want to no longer be the same. In other words, there must be an effect upon them that touches them in such a way that they will either be drawn or driven from what you're saying. Never, ever should they be the same when you get through talking. Now, in this excitement, listen, it is exciting for the one who's speaking. The person who's speaking is excited.